Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. We have now for several weeks been teaching on the God Spiel. And if you don't know what that means, go back. They're all available at thegodschool.com. I'm not going to go back and go over those again. We're talking of the Word of God, God's spiel, from which we get that word gospel. God said, God's Word. In the 138th Psalm, the second verse says, that God has magnified His Word above His name. His Word. God said it. He's not a man that He should lie. He will do what He said. And this whole Word of God, not rightly divided by most, is God putting Himself on display, that we might know and have confidence in His Word, in His Godspiel. And the good news of the gospel is the righteous by faith, not by works of the law, but the righteous by faith shall live. In that which is called the Gospel of John, Jesus said in the 16th chapter, speaking of the Holy Ghost, He says, in the 15th chapter, the 26th verse, He says, of that Comforter, the Holy Ghost, He shall testify of Me. And in the 8th verse of the 16th chapter, He says, and when He is come, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And He goes on to explain in the next verses what that just meant. Of sin, because they faith not on Me. Paul says in Romans 14, whatever is not of faith is sin. This 9th verse says, of sin, because they faith not on Me. Apistis. Then He says, of righteousness, because I go to the Father and ye see Me no more. This is the righteousness that we're talking about, that God has promised to those who trust Him, those who put faith in Him, those who have heard the promises of God and grab hold of them with the understanding and confidence that His word is more real than anything. Look, in Hebrews 11, third verse, it says, I'll read the King James. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Let's go to John 1. Pardon me while I turn the pages. In the beginning was the word, logos. And we've talked about that word. And the logos was with the God, and the logos was God. Doesn't say, and it's speaking of Jesus, doesn't say He's the God. It said He was God. The same was in the beginning the logos with the God. All things were made by Him. Speaking of the logos of Jesus. And without Jesus was not anything made that was made. Jesus, the Word, the Son of God, who lost my place, hang in here with me, who, speaking of righteousness, He says, of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. In all four Gospels is that parable, and it's one of the only ones that's contained in all four of that which we call the Gospels. Jesus speaks a parable. And He says, and He spoke many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, the sower went forth to sow. And when he had sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some and 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now that's the 13th chapter of Matthew. If we go further on in that chapter, we go to the 34th verse, and it says, All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Back to the 15th verse of that 13th chapter, it says, For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. In another passage it says, and I should forgive them. Another passage says, and I should save them. I'm speaking to whom I don't know, but I know this, to some whom God has given ears, they shall hear. And to others, well, they're seed by the wayside, well-trodden ground. They're seed, or they're stony ground people. They spring up, but they got no root. They don't continue. To others, the cares and riches of this world have choked them. Paul speaks of one of his companions named Demas. It says of Demas, and Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Oh, I'm trying to communicate God's word that Jesus came to bring eternal life. John 17 says, And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. It's eternal life. So much is being bandied about in churches today about the good plan God has for your life. That, you know, you'll be healthy, wealthy, and wise if you come to Jesus. Man, I don't think one of those guys has read, or at least has been given ears to hear or eyes to see, the Apostle Paul. And the result of his calling. I'm not saying that I'm an apostle like Paul. I believe with all my heart because of the word that is in my heart and the desire to show off our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, His Son, and what they have done and are doing and will do of His grace and peace and gift of faith. In there is a phrase that if you haven't heard anything that has been spoken for 15 years at thegodschool.com, hear this. Jesus says in the 16th verse of the 15th chapter of John, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." The Greek word is ekalegomai, again, to choose by speaking. And it's a three-part word, ek, in the past, lego, to choose by speaking, and the my, the suffix on the word, tells us that this is in the middle voice, and it says, in the past, I have chosen you, Jesus said, for myself. He goes on to say, and ordained you, set you apart that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Those things that God has uttered previously, his promises, for 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all the promises of God are in him, that is, in Jesus, yea, yes, and in him, that is, in Jesus, amen, that is, no doubt. But he goes on to say, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you, same word, out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Does that sound like God's great purpose in your life is for you to have a great life in this world? I don't think so. In the 11th chapter of the book of the epistle of Paul to the Hebrews. It's called the Heroes of Faith chapter by many. I just want to draw this out. He's gone through a whole list of men and women of faith and all their trials, some of their imperfections. But here's how he concludes. He says, "Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions." There's some conquest. There's some of the result of the promises. "Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of aliens." This is all true. God says he will be with us in trouble and deliver us because we know his name, Psalm 91. "Turn to flight the armies of aliens. Women receive their dead raised to life again." Listen, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. I don't know what the hearers of this message are going through. I just want all of you, whether it's in success or in failure, whether it's in promises received or promises needed, the whole range of those whom God has chosen for himself in Christ before the foundations of the world, their testimony is, "We have a better resurrection, that is one unto eternal life, whom Jesus said that he separated unto himself out of the world." Listen to how it concludes of these heroes of faith. "And all these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise." God, having provided, having foreseen some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made complete. God's not finished his work, folks, but he to whom God has given ears to hear and eyes to see, and his grace and his gift of faith have an understanding that it's not in this world, but in the next, where we shall be made complete in Jesus Christ and those words uttered by God when he formed Adam out of the dust and he said, let us make man in our image. That's when it shall be all made perfect or complete. God's word is forever settled in heaven. Now, for these last several weeks, we have been teaching out of the book of Romans, a principal source of the God spiel. I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, you cannot be a Christian unless you know you're a sinner. This seventh chapter of the book of Romans, Paul is telling us that as much as he knows and as much as he desires, he comes to an understanding that in the flesh he is still a sinner, and he laments and he hates it. And he says, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? He goes on to say, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind I serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Here again the good news continues. It says, therefore there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. That last part of that first verse of the eighth chapter is not in the original, folks. Strike it out. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. He goes on to say, so that they that are in the flesh, they who have the testimony, he who has the most toys wins. He who has the most money wins. He who has these great things in this world wins. No, 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 no. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Back to Hebrews, it says, for without faith it is impossible to please God. And faith is acting on the promises of God. I say it over and over and over again. I got to say it to myself, folks. You know, I'm not there yet either, but thank God for his grace and his word, his spiel. And we continue in that word. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, what's the Spirit of God? Spirit of Christ. He is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Christ, our righteousness. Old Testament, Jehovah Tzidkenu. Jehovah, our righteousness. I'm not finished yet, but for now, that's the God school for today.